ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರುತಿಸ್ಮೃತಿಪುರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಆಲಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಶಂಕರಂ ಲೋಕಶಂಕರಂ ಸಮಸ್ತದನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ವರಂ ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ. ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಂಕರಾನಂದ ಗುರುಪಾದಾಂಬುಜನ್ಮನೆ ಸವಿಲಾಸ ಮಹಾಮೋಹ ಗ್ರಾಹಗ್ರಾಸೈಕ ಕರ್ಮಣೆ. Before we enter into the fifth chapter of Panchadashi, we invoke the grace of Swami Vidyaranyaji, the author, who has always systematically developed thought in such a way we grasp all the ideas very well. We invoke his grace and blessings so that we grasp the ideas of this chapter also well, and we also come to live what we have understood. The fifth chapter, even though we call chapter, is not in any sense a chapter, because usually chapters means they have got a logical thought build from the earlier chapter. We know that all the 15 chapters are separate prakaranas, separate topical texts, and all of them have been put together into a text named Panchadashi, having 15 prakaranas. The first prakarana that we studied, or the first chapter, was Tattva Viveka Prakarana. In Tattva Viveka, all the various points pertaining to Vedanta, including the terms, all of them were brought to our attention, and the thought was built using all the terms, important terms, leading to the realization of the self. You'll find that every chapter, the final goal, the final culmination is the realization of the self. And that itself shows that each chapter is separate by itself. It is not said that we will little bit about realization we'll see in the next chapter. After that, little more we will give clarity about realization in the next chapter. No. Each chapter is complete by itself. Which becomes evident because at the end you find the chapter leading to realization. Okay. So first chapter was Tattva Viveka Prakaranam, through which the realization of the self was pointed out. Therein we had the Avasthatraya Viveka, if you remember well. Second chapter was Mahabhuta Viveka Prakaranam, the Panchabhuta Viveka. So the five elements, through the five elements, through the various aspects of creation, how we can come to realization. The third chapter was Panchakosha Viveka. Here again the five koshas were used as a methodology. The fourth chapter was Dvaita Viveka. Dvaita here refers to Srishti, creation, which is always of the nature of subject and object, the realm of duality. So Dvaita Viveka pertained to the distinction between the two kinds of srishtis, the Ishvara Srishti and Jiva Srishti. This also we have completed. Now we come to the fourth chapter in the 5-chapter series. Each 5 chapters become 1 series. So we have totally 3 series, each one with 5 chapters. The first 5, you'll find they all end with Viveka, Viveka, Viveka. So thus we have, first was what? Tattva Viveka, then Mahabhuta Viveka, third was Panchakosha Viveka, fourth was Dvaita Viveka, fifth is Mahavakya Viveka. So these 5 chapters become one set. The second chapter, the second 5, they have their endings into deeper, deeper, deeper. So every chapter has got this deeper, Tripti deeper, Nataka deeper, etc., etc., deeper. And the third one has got the ending with Ananda. So thus we have 3 kinds of sets of 5 chapters. Alright, so in the first set of Vivekas, we are now in the last chapter of the first set, the 5th chapter, which is now the Mahavakya Viveka. Anyhow, there is, even though they are not connected as chapters, yet we can see the importance of this chapter with regard to the earlier chapter. In the earlier chapter, there was a description of Ishvara Srishti. And Ishvara Srishti was spoken of as Mithya, meaning false. False means does not have its own independent reality. That was a topic. As then I went to Jiva Srishti. And in Jiva Srishti, how to conquer the various creations of the mind, which was divided into, you know, Shastriya, Ashastriya, and so on and so forth. In the Ashastriya, again, Manda Vrittis and then Tivra Vrittis. Manda Vrittis of the nature of Manorajya, Tivra Vrittis of the nature of Kama, Krodha, etc. How to conquer all of them? These were all spoken of. Now, all of them effectively lead to Chitta Shuddhi. But then, Chitta Shuddhi or the purity of the mind by itself is not the ultimate goal. The purity of mind is important, but then purity of mind is not the realization. Realization is enabled by purity, but purity is not the goal of Advaita Vedanta. Meaning, purity leads to Vairagya, but Vairagya itself is not the goal. What is the goal? The goal is the realization of the self as a supreme reality. This realization, even though it was indicated through the topic of Shastriya Jiva Srishti, of the nature of Shravana Manana Nididhyasana, the Shravana Manana Nididhyasana is on what? The Shravana Manana Nididhyasana is on the knowledge of the self's identity with the Supreme Brahman. This knowledge of the self's identity with the Supreme Brahman comes through Mahavakyas. This chapter, therefore, deals with Mahavakyas. What is the meaning of Mahavakya? Mahavakya has got 2 aspects in it. First of all, it is a Vakya. And second, it is Mahat. It is great. So therefore, how do you understand the term Mahavakya? Mahaccha tadvakyam cha Mahavakyam. That which is Mahat and that which is a Vakya is a Mahavakya. Literal, that which is Mahat and that which is Vakyam. Mahaccha tadvakyam cha Mahavakyam. What is Vakyam? Vakyam is sentence. So Mahavakya means literally great sentence. A sentence is that which gives a meaning, a complete meaning. విశిష్టార్థ బోధకం వాక్యం. వాక్యం మీన్స్ స్టేట్మెంట్. విశిష్టార్థ బోధకం, దాట్ విచ్ గివ్స్ అ స్పెసిఫిక్ మీనింగ్, కంప్లీట్ మీనింగ్. సపోజ్ ఐ సే డాగ్. డాగ్ హెస్ గాట్ అ మీనింగ్, యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ వర్డ్ సంథింగ్, బట్ ఇట్ డజంట్ గివ్ అ కంప్లీట్ మీనింగ్. సపోజ్ ఐ సే డాగ్ ఇస్ బార్కింగ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్. వాట్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్? కంప్లీట్ ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ గివ్స్ అ సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్. డాగ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ద క్వశ్చన్ విల్ కమ్, వాట్? యు హ్యావ్ టు సే సంథింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డాగ్ ఆర్ బిఫోర్ డాగ్, సంథింగ్ ఇస్ రిక్వైర్డ్. మహావాక్య వాక్యం, ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ వాక్యం, వాక్యం ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ లీవ్ యూ అన్ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్, డస్ నాట్ లీవ్ యూ ఇన్కంప్లీట్, బట్ గివ్స్ అ కంప్లీట్ సెన్స్. దట్ ఈస్ వై వి సే విశిష్టార్థ బోధకం వాక్యం. ఇట్ దెర్ షుడ్ బి ఎ కంప్లీట్నెస్ ఇన్ ఇట్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అస్ అ వాక్య. ఆల్ రైట్, నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ కమ్స్, వాట్ ఈస్ మహత్ దెన్? మహత్ లిటరలీ కుడ్ మీన్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ వెరీ బిగ్, బట్ ఇఫ్ యు సీ ద వేదాంత మహావాక్యస్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ వెరీ స్మాల్. తత్వమసి, అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి, అయం ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ స్మాల్ సెంటెన్సెస్. So here, Mahat does not refer to a very long or a large sentence. First of all, the word Mahat refers to that which captures the fullest import of the Veda. We all know Vedas have got Karmakanda and Jnanakanda. Karmakanda deals with action, which actions are meant for purity of mind, and with the purity of mind, which leads to vairagya, viveka vairagya, shamadhi shatka sampat and mumukshutva, meaning the purity of mind which leads to the capacities which are required to come to the highest knowledge. Then one comes to the Upanishad, which grants the highest knowledge. But the entire message of the Upanishads, the entire message of the Jnanakanda is captured in statements, and when the entire message is captured, then it is called as the Mahat. Mahat, the greatness there is because it captures the entire message. So what is Mahavakya? Mahavakya is that Vakya which captures the entire message of the Upanishads. That is the first meaning of the term Mahavakya. Sarva Vedanta Sarabhuta. Sarva Vedanta Sarabhuta. That which is able to hold in itself the entire essence of the Vedanta, then it becomes Mahat. And what is this message of the entire Vedanta? The message of the entire Vedanta is Jiva Brahmaikya. So this is the Vishaya of the Vedanta. That entire Vishaya, the entire subject matter of the self's identity with the Supreme Brahman is captured, and therefore it becomes great. So it is complete, therefore it is Vakya. And it is not just complete because it gives a full sense, it is also complete because it captures the entire essence of the Upanishads, which essence is nothing but the self's identity with the Supreme Reality. And that is why Pujya Gurudev used to define Mahavakya this way: identity revealing statement is Mahavakya. He also made a Mahavakya out of that. Identity revealing statement. Identity of you. At this point of time, I'm identified with the BMI. Identity revealing statement. It reveals my true identity. That is a Mahavakya. All right. Then, it is also Mahavakya because it gives the ultimate result. The ultimate result is liberation or moksha, and moksha is swarupa avasthiti, abiding in one's real nature. And when we abide in our real nature, there is no question of sukha, dukkha and so on and so forth. Bandha is not there, And therefore, since this Vakya gives a Mahat Palam, therefore it is Mahavakya. Nishreyasa Prapti Sadhanatvat Mahat Vakyam. Nishreyasa is Moksha. Nishreyasa Prapti, Prapti attainment. Nishreyasa Prapti Sadhanatvat. Sadhana, we know, is threefold. One is Bahiranga Sadhana. Two is Antaranga Sadhana. And three is Sakshat Sadhana. Sadhana itself is threefold. Bahiranga Sadhana are those sadhanas which lead to Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Ekagrata. Chitta Shuddhi means purity of mind. Chitta Ekagrata means the focus, the ability of focus which the intellect develops. So any sadhana which leads to Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Ekagrata is called Bahiranga Sadhana. Examples of Bahiranga Sadhana are Karma Yoga, Japa, Nama Japa, Puja. All of them lead to purity of mind and focus in the intellect. Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Ekagrata. They are Bahiranga. What is Antaranga Sadhana? Antaranga Sadhana, Bahiranga means external, external limb. Next is internal limb. Internal limb, that which is closer to the goal. If suppose you want to go to a particular place, that which is a little far away, even though it is the path, is external. That which is a little closer to your goal is called Antaranga. And Antaranga Sadhana are Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. What was called the earlier chapter as Shastriya Jivasrishti. Shravana refers to the listening of the Shastra from the Guru so that you get the essence. You get what the Guru wants to tell. Manana refers to reflection upon it so that you are clear. Nididhyasana refers to meditation upon what you have gained through Shravana and Manana. This is Antaranga Sadhana. And what is Sakshat Sadhana? Sakshat Sadhana is that which goal gives you the goal without any intervening step. Sakshat. Sakshat means direct. And what is a Sakshat Sadhana? Sakshat Sadhana is a Mahavakya. If a person has got the Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Ekagrata, and when the Guru expounds the teaching of Vedanta, slowly builds up the topic, and when the student is thus clear with the concepts which are required to grasp, and at that time when the teacher gives the final instruction, the final instruction is of the nature of what is your real nature. You are not this body, mind and intellect, but you are the all-pervasive existence, consciousness, bliss. Now this final teaching, when the student is ready, leads to liberation, and therefore this Mahavakya is called Sakshat Sadhana. Sakshat Sadhana, why? Because it gives the result immediately. So what is the greatness or the Mahatva of this Vakya? The Mahatva of this Vakya is it is Sakshat Sadhana. So first meaning of Mahavakya is what? It captures the entire Vishaya. Second meaning of Mahavakya is, we are seeing Vakyam is statement. About that there is no two meaning, three meaning. Vakyam is statement. Statement is that which is complete, which has got the entire message for you. And what is the Mahatva in that statement? One, it captures the entire Vishaya. Two, it becomes a direct means for your goal. And what is the goal? Goal is moksha. And what is this moksha? ఆత్యంతిక దుఃఖ నివృత్తి, పరమానంద ప్రాప్తి. ఆత్యంతిక దుఃఖ నివృత్తి, ద కంప్లీట్ సెసేషన్ ఆఫ్ సారో, దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ యు వాంట్. పరమానంద ప్రాప్తి, ద అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ కంప్లీట్ బ్లిస్. మహావాక్యాస్ క్యాన్ గివ్ యూ డైరెక్ట్లీ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఇంటర్వీనింగ్ స్టెప్. ఆత్యంతిక దుఃఖ నివృత్తి, షల్ ఐ సే దట్ స్లోలీ? ఆత్యంతిక దుఃఖ నివృత్తి, కెన్ యూ ఆల్ రిపీట్? ఆత్యంతిక దుఃఖ నివృత్తి, పరమానంద ప్రాప్తి, పరమానంద ప్రాప్తి. సిన్స్ ద మహావాక్య గివ్స్ యూ డైరెక్ట్లీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మహావాక్య. ద మహత్, ద గ్రేట్నెస్ ఇన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డైరెక్ట్ మీన్స్ ఫర్ లిబరేషన్. థర్డ్, మహత్ ఆల్సో రెఫర్స్ టు ఇట్స్ కనెక్షన్ విత్ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్. Great students have reflected upon these vakyas. Students like Nachiketas, students who find in the, you find in the Keno Upanishad, the student going to the teacher, Ishavasya Upanishad, we presume that there is a student there. Great students like Shuka, great students like Narada, great students like so many rishis, they have reflected upon the statement, and therefore they have reflected upon the statement, meaning they have asked such questions to their gurus, and when their guru gave the teaching this way, they reflected upon the teaching so well that they got the knowledge out of it fully. And since these are statements which comprises the essence of what these great students asked for and what their great teachers gave, meaning Mahavakya contains the essence of the teachings of great teachers, and also it contains in its full measure all that the great students asked for. So all that the students asked for is there in this, and all that the teachers have granted is also in this, and that way also it is Mahavakya. And finally, the Mahat or the greatness of this Vakya is because it makes the entire Vedanta an Ekavakya. Ekavakya. What is Ekavakya? Different statements which are all not connected with each other, which are disparate, which are not connected. If, for example, you take, so much hair is there in all our heads, is it not? For most of us. So much hair is there. Each hair, if you just take it off, it is all in the, suppose you take the hair off, you have a haircut or something like that, and you take the hair off, then what happens? Each hair is not connected. They are disparate, unconnected. But because all the hair is now in the head, they are all having a unity among them. They are all connected. In the same way, there are so many statements in the Upanishads. Some describe about Jiva. Some describe about how to meditate. Some describe what is the nature of the self. Some describe what is the nature of Ishvara. I mean, different statements are there. But then, each of these different statements, where do they join together? Like how all the hair joins on the head, is it not? Like that, where do these statements of the Upanishads, each one separate, their idea is different, their thoughts are different, what they want to say are different, each one is different. But if you want to see where do they connect themselves? Where do they become conjoined? Where do they have their tatparya? To use the word of it, to use the term of Veda Vyasji in his Brahma Sutra, where do they have their samanvaya? Samanvaya, where do they all flow together? Where do they all flow together? They all get connected in this Mahavakya. So now I have given you so many reasons why it is Mahat. Reason number one, because it contains the Upanishadic Vishaya, which is Jiva Brahma Aikya. Or first you can say, because it reveals, I think the same one only, because it reveals the identity. Which identity is a Vishaya of the Upanishads? Sarva Vedanta Vishayatvat Mahat. First, Sarva Vedanta Vishayatvat Mahat. Or Sarva Vedanta Sarabhutatvat, whatever you want to say. Those who know a little bit Sanskrit. Sarva Vedanta Sarabhuta. Sarabhuta, essence. Vishaya, also subject matter. Vishayatvat Sarabhutatvat Mahat. First. So first you should write in your book. What you should write? Sarva Vedanta Sarabhutatvat Mahat. Reasons for Mahat. One. Second. Nishtreyasa Prapti. Nishreyasa prapti. Nishreyasa is moksha. Suppose you want to change the word Nishreyasa into moksha, that's also fine. Nishreyasa prapti sakshat sadhanatvat mahat. Nishreyasa prapti sakshat sadhanatvat. Nishreyasa moksha. Prapti, attainment. Nishtrayasa prapti, sakshat, direct. Sadhana, sadhana, sadhana is means. Because it is a direct means for the liberation. Meaning, it is not bhairanga sadhana, it is not antaranga sadhana, but Mahavakyas are the direct means. That is second reason why it is Mahat. Third, what is the third? Because this is the Vishaya which has been reflected upon by the greatest of the greatest teachers and the guru, teachers and the students. Vedanta Guru Shishya. Vedanta Guru Shishya Vichara Vishayatvat. Vedanta. When we say Vedanta, here it is not just anyone. It is a great Vedanta Guru Shishya. Vedanta here refers to Upanishads. So those students and the teachers of the Upanishads. Vedanta Guru Shishya Vichara Vishayatvat. Or Vicharita Vishayatvat. Okay. That is Mahat. And fourth one is what? Eka Vakya. Eka Vakya Sampadakatvat. Eka Vakya. Eka Vakya means what? I said Eka Vakya. All the statements of the Upanishads, they become one complete whole statement in this. Because there is Samanvaya here. So, Eka Vakya Sampadakatvat. Sampadakatva, which has enabled that Eka Vakya. That single statement. Imagine all the Upanishads. Isha Kena Kata Mundaka Mandukya Itre, all the major Upanishads what we call, and all the other Upanishads, total they say 108 Upanishads, all the 108 Upanishads, every statement, everywhere, they become one line, one Vakya, they become a complete consonant entity. There's so consonance is there in this, and therefore it is Mahavakya. All right. So in this way, we have seen, I think, four reasons, correct? Four reasons why this Vakya is called Mahavakya. Now the question will come, what is this Vakya about which you are talking as Mahavakya, Mahavakya, Mahavakya? These Mahavakyas are there in all the Upanishads. When you say all the Upanishads, which means all the 108 Upanishads, it is there in all the 108 Upanishads. And these 108 Upanishads are spread through all the four Vedas. Rigyaju, Sama, Atharva, Veda. Therefore, the Mahavakyas are there in all the four Vedas. Yet, for the purpose of selecting one from each of the Veda, you have four Vedas are there. Therefore, the four Mahavakyas are one from each Veda, and thus you have four Mahavakyas. But please remember, what is a Mahavakya? A Mahavakya is an identity revealing statement. And every Upanishad deals with the identity of the Self with the Supreme Brahman. And therefore, every Upanishad has got a Mahavakya. So suppose somebody asks you, how many Mahavakyas are there? You must say, there are as many Upanishads, so many Mahavakyas. That is a correct answer. But suppose a question is asked, tell me the four important Mahavakyas. When you say four important Mahavakyas, the question you must ask is, what do you mean by important? Because every Mahavakya is same. Every Mahavakya gives the same knowledge. But when you say important, what I mean is, tell me in the tradition of Vedanta, which Mahavakya has been chosen as a representative from each Veda. Then you can say, we have Prajnanam Brahma from Aitreya Upanishad. Prajnanam Brahma. That is from Rig Veda, Aitreya Upanishad. Prajnanam Brahma. Second, Aham Brahmasmi from Yajurveda. Prajnanam Brahma. Which Upanishad? Aitreya Upanishad. Which Veda? Rig Veda. Aham Brahmasmi. This is from which Upanishad? Aham Brahmasmi is from Brahadaranyaka Upanishad. And which is from Yajurveda. So Rigveda, Yajurveda, Brahadaranyaka Upanishad. Then from Samaveda, from the Chandogya Upanishad, Samaveda, Chandogya Upanishad is the Mahavakya Tattvam Asi. Then from the Atharva Veda or Atharvana Veda, from the Mandukya Upanishad is the Mahavakya, I am Atma Brahma. Okay, so what are the four Mahavakyas? Prajnanam Brahma, then Aham Brahmasmi, then Tattvam Asi, then I am Atma Brahma. Tell me the Upanishad respectively. Prajnanam Brahma from Aitreya Upanishad. Then Aham Brahmasmi from Brahadaranyaka Upanishad. Then Tattvamasi is from Chandogya Upanishad. And I am Atma Brahma from Mandukya Upanishad. Now tell the Veda. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. Alright. Those of you who have studied Upanishads should always see what Mahavakya is there in this Upanishad. Now let me, some of you I know have studied Upanishads here, who are sitting in front of me. Also those students who are also there in the webinar, I can see some of you have studied Upanishads. Tell me what Mahavakya is there in Kaivalya Upanishad. Kaivalya Upanishad. Kaivalya doesn't have Ekameva Dvitiyam. Tattvameva Tvameva Tat. That is from Kaivalya. Tell me, Ishavasya Upanishad, what Mahavakya is there? Ishavasya Upanishad. The very first line, Ishavasya Midagam Sarvam. That is a Mahavakya. Keno Upanishad, what is a Mahavakya? Anyadeva tat viditat ato aviditat adhi. That is a Mahavakya. Kathopanishad, what is a Mahavakya? So many times it has come. Etad vaitat. Etad vaitat. In this way, you should see the Upanishad and see what is a Mahavakya there. That is a very good exercise. Because every Upanishad deals with Jiva Brahma Ikya Jnana. So every Upanishad should have this final message. Which is that statement which gives that. Okay. So today what have we seen? We have seen what is a Mahavakya. How many Mahavakyas. All those points we have seen. This chapter, what we are going to study, you find there are some verses. How many verses are there? Very few. But how many verses are there? Eight verses are there. These eight verses that you find in this chapter, Mahavakya Viveka, are actually verses picked up from Shuka Rahasya Upanishad. Okay. So Vidyaranyaji has lifted verses from Shuka Rahasya Upanishad and put it here. Actual verses from that text only, from the Upanishad. And very, you can see the beauty. And so these verses, they give the summary of all the Mahavakyas. Shuka Rahasya Upanishad is one of the Upanishads other than the what they call it as major. Ishakena kata prashna munda mandukya titiri aitreyam cha chandukyam brahadaranyakam tatha. These are called the major Upanishads. They called major Upanishad not because this other Upanishads don't have anything major in them. They called major Upanishad because Shankaracharya has commented upon them. And following Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya is also commented upon them. Naturally, your question will ask, why did Shankaracharya choose these Upanishads? What kind of answer is this? Shankaracharya has chosen these Upanishads to comment upon because in the Brahma Sutra, Sri Vedavyasa has chosen to give the entire system of Vedanta through these 10 Upanishads. Since Vedavyasa has chosen these 10 Upanishads to give the entire system of Vedanta, therefore these Upanishads became predominant for the Bhashyakar to write the commentaries upon. Now the question will come, why did Vedavyasa choose these 10 Upanishads? Vedavyasa found that these 10 Upanishads, when you take them together, others also he could have chosen. But he found out that these 10 Upanishads when taken, the entire system of Vedanta becomes evident. The entire system of Vedanta, Vedanta as a darshana. All the topics which are required to be covered to make Vedanta a complete philosophy, darshana. And that was a unique vision of Vedavyasa. Bhagavan. And it is natural that he has that because he was a person who is a compiler of all the Vedas, naturally he knows which one put together will give a complete picture to a student. And that is how in Brahma Sutra he has taken these 10 and following which the great commentators like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya have also, you know, have facilitated our understanding by writing commentaries. All right. So there is a Upanishad, Shuka Rahasya Upanishad. The word major could be misleading. In Sanskrit, we don't have a word translation for the word major. Major minor is only a Western philosophical or, you know, non-Indian concept. We don't have an Indian term for major and minor in the Shastra and the tradition. All Upanishads are considered the same realm of importance, you know. But yet, you know, when we use those terms, Shuka Rahasya Upanishad is other than the Dashopanishad. That's how we say Dashopanishad other than the Dashopanishad. This major minor term is not there in the tradition, Vedanta tradition, what I'm talking about. So Shuka Rahasya Upanishad is one of the 108 Upanishads. And where do you get this 108 Upanishad, this count? This 108 Upanishad in the Muktika Upanishad, where Bhagavan Rama is a teacher, there you find the list of all Upanishads which are important to be studied for a student of Vedanta. And in that enumeration, Shuka Rahasya Upanishad is one of them. So from the Shuka Rahasya Upanishad, all these 8 verses that you find in the Mahavakya Viveka are taken and presented here. Vidyaranaji does not tell it is Shuka Rahasya Upanishad. Why he doesn't tell it is from the Shuka Rahasya Upanishad? He should have told, is it not? He expects that students would know all those things. That is the expectancy. Times have changed. Now, if I don't tell, you will never know. Times have changed. There was a time when everybody was very conversant with the tradition and they knew this was from, like suppose I say, Karmanyeva Adhikaraste Mahapaleshu Kadachana. I'm sure at least a few of you would say that's from Bhagavad Gita. Is it not? Like how we are conversant with the news and politics and all those things. Like that. It was naturally expected that the students would know it is from Shuka Rahasya Upanishad. There's a word, no? Plagiarize, what is that? Plagiarizing. That such a thing is not there in our tradition. We are free to take whatever our father and grandfather have said and present it without even saying it is from them. It is our property. Okay? Alright. So with this introduction, I think in the next session we will go into the verses proper. The first 2 verses, they are explaining the Mahavakya Prajnanam Brahma from the Aitreya Upanishad of the Rig Veda. Okay. This is a very short chapter. Therefore, I'm sure it will go also fast. Okay. With this, we conclude for today's session.